A few years ago, I attended a local community event, a free occasion being organised by a loving group of committed volunteers. Instead of finding a legitimate parking space, a woman parked her red sports car in the disabled parking bay by the doors of the building. She then pushed her way to the front of the queue to get in, and during the event proceeded to speak in a loud voice that the event was not going the way she thought it should. The people around her began to avoid her, and even her friends distanced themselves from her. Sadly, she was oblivious to the consequences of her perceived self-importance. C.S. Lewis, who wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, was a Christian, and he wrote lots of books about Christianity. In one of them, he wrote this: "There is one vice of which no person in the world is free, which everyone in the world loathes when it is seen in someone else, and of which hardly any people ever imagine they are guilty themselves. In the words of Sir Rolf Harris, can you guess what it is yet? It's pride. For all our advances in technology and collective knowledge, for all our rationalisation that there's no need for God or religion, the world really is in a bit of a mess, isn't it? Christians assert that we are wired to be co-workers with God to help bring order out of the chaos in people's lives, relationships, and in the environment. And yet the reality is that the world doesn't seem to be getting any better. There is a problem, and I wonder if the problem is pride. Pride is putting ourselves first ahead of God and others. Do you notice that there is an I in the middle of the word pride? And when we put ourselves first, when the world revolves around us as individuals, things start to go wrong in the world. Without pride, there would be no greed, anger, jealousy, lust, apathy, or lack of self-control. Like the self-important woman with the red sports car, pride breaks relationships. The good news is that there is hope. Christians believe that God hasn't given up on the world, that he loves us despite the fact that we've put ourselves ahead of him and ahead of others, that God longs to be joined with us again, for us to be in relationship with God so we can get on with the task of bringing order out of chaos together, that despite our mess-ups and failures, God believes in us. So today, may you be part of the solution. May you know that you have the capacity for love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And may you center your life around that which is good and true.